Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Janice Lewandowski, and she's going to be talking to us about the Walk of Hope for Huntington's Disease. Good morning, Janice.
Well, good morning.
I'm so glad to have you on the show, and I'm glad we heard about this. This has been going on for a while, so I'm hoping that we can have you guys back for next year and all that good fun stuff. But most importantly, will you tell our listeners what this event is, where, when, and all that good fun stuff?
We're talking about the Central Nebraska Walk of Hope for Huntington's Disease, and that will be Saturday, June 21st in St. Paul. It's a new location for us this year. We'll be at St. Peter and Paul's Family Life Center. That's the Catholic Church, 713 Elm Street.
Okay, so we know where it's going to be. What time do the doors open?
10 o'clock.
Okay, and that's where everybody can go to register. And how much is it?
The registration, there's no fee for that. We're asking for a $15 donation for a T-shirt.
That's fair.
And then while they're doing that and changing clothes and whatnot, they can buy some raffle tickets and look the prizes over.
Now, do they need to be present to win the raffle?
I'm afraid so.
Okay. Well, so it's a great time to look over, you know, the many donated items for the live auctions after the walk with the raffles. Did you want to talk about that and when that starts?
You bet. Well, the walk itself will start approximately 11 o'clock. And so we think about 11:45 or so, the auction and the pulling of the raffle tickets will start.
So you're going to be escorted during the walk by the amazing St. Paul police, I've just read. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, after the walk, there's something really yummy sounding that's going to be happening. What's going on, Janice?
Well, you betcha. We've got the Mexcellent Grill food truck.
Ooh.
Yes.
And where will they be at and what all do they have?
Well, they do have some great Mexican food, but they also carry some good old American burgers.
Okay.
They will be in the parking lot there at the Family Life Center.
Okay. So there's going to be some music, I understand, and people can eat, and there's raffles. And Doug Day is going to be the auctioneer. Isn't that amazing? I love Doug Day.
Yes, he's a lot of fun.
All right. So let's talk about Huntington's disease itself. Could you give our listeners some information on this horrible disease?
It is a genetic disease. Mm-hmm. It's hereditary. So if a parent has it, 50-50 chance one of their children will have it.
Wow.
It's quite devastating at the onset, and eventually it affects the patient's ability to reason mentally and to function physically. It's
right.
Very debilitating.
It's a neurological disease, right?
Correct.
Right. And so I'm reading about this a little bit. It says not less than 10 years ago, you could mention Huntington's and people just kind of looked at you or shrugged their shoulders. They had no idea what it is, but it's something
correct.
Very big. I mean, it's huge.
And yes. And now thanks to actually drug commercials, you know,
right.
And stuff, we do hear Huntington's being mentioned. And it has been mentioned in a couple of the crime shows.
Mm-hmm.
So the word is out there.
Well, and I see that you guys have raised a ton of money in your 10 years. So this is the 11th year, right?
Correct.
So in 10 years, why don't you tell our listeners how much you've raised?
A little over $107,000.
Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. And it's for the Hereditary Neurological Disease Center, and that is based out of Wichita, Kansas. Okay, so why this center?
Basically, they are the largest enrolling site in the United States.
Uh-huh.
They take care of over 600 individuals who are enrolled in the different programs there. There's study groups and support groups. And then there are groups that are testing for drug companies.
Right.
So.
Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, you had just mentioned that if a parent, because this is hereditary, if a parent has the disease, then they have a 50-50 chance of passing it on to their children, their biological children. Wow.
Yes.
And so, you know, that is difficult. It's a difficult diagnosis for the patient as well as the caregivers. So that's why you guys do the walk. And all proceeds go towards the research, patient testing, and clinical trials. And they also have the opportunity to help with transportation issues or medical issues a patient may need assistance with. This is just incredible. I had no idea this walk has been going on, so I'm really glad you got a hold of us, Janice, so we could get this word out to our listeners. Now, I see there's going to be some fun stuff ahead. Did you want to discuss that?
Well, sure. Be
well,
proud
okay.
to.
Go ahead. You just go ahead.
Well, people have been quite generous to us this year, as they have in years past. One of our biggest surprises was we acquired a back-to-back national championship football for the Huskers, and it's autographed by Jerry Tagge and Tommy Frazier.
1995. Oh, my. Yeah. That's nice. And what else?
Well, we've got a football that's autographed by this year's Huskers team, and we've got a basketball autographed by Coach Hoiberg. And we've been gifted a framed poster autographed by Coach Hoiberg. So the Huskers have been very good to us this year.
Yeah, they were. Those are awesome. I'm so jealous. I mean, I want to bid on them. So what else do you guys have?
Well, we've got for the ladies, we've got an angel wing necklace that was donated by Riddles Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And for summer nights, we have a patio heater.
Ooh.
Or you can sit out there on the patio in an American flag outdoor bench.
Love it. Oh, that's got to be pretty.
And we have a fire pit from Case New Holland.
Nice.
And a friend of the walk gave it. It's a beautiful antique sofa table and two antique armchairs.
Ooh. Hey, you antiquers, yeah. Are you listening? Yeah. What else do you have?
They're beautiful and excellent shape.
Oh.
There's a Singer sewing machine base, and then we've got a cedar wood bar top on it.
Nice.
Can be inside or outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hornaday gifted us with a pistol safe.
Oh, wow.
We have a charcoal/gas grill that can also, it's got a flat top with it. The thing's huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love those. Yeah.
Yes.
Great for camping.
We've got camping gear, a tent, chairs, and lanterns and everything that's been donated by Jacobs Ford here in town.
Oh, my goodness. What did I see here? There's a Ruger 10/20 rifle?
Yes.
To be auctioned off? Wow.
Yes. Ooh. And it is engraved with the HD emblem on the stock.
Wow.
The gun was gifted to us last year, and the gentleman who bought it re-gifted it to us this year.
Looks like you got some raffle tickets for state fair tickets, too. I mean, you guys are doing really good. Let's see. You've got, what's this, a bed and breakfast, or it's B&B theater tickets. Now, where's that?
The new theaters, yep.
Is that in Grand Island here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Do I see an Alton Brown autographed cookbook and items? You know he's one of my favorites. Good Eats. Love that guy.
Oh. Good deal.
Oh, yeah. Sangria basket. Let's see. I'm just going to read these off if you don't mind, Janice. Letter and greeting card basket. Who wouldn't love that? Home decor items, large wall pictures and paintings, cookie basket, beautiful handmade quilted wall hangings, Menards buckets. Who doesn't always need those? Full of automotive care products. Yeah. And let's see. Barbecue tools. You know what? They want to give some special thanks out to some people. Do you want to go ahead and give your shout outs?
You bet. We've had some people, very loyal people, and our special supporters, the past and present, and to St. Peter and Paul's Church for letting us use the parish hall. And the local banks have been very good to us.
And like these I local said, businesses. You guys are doing fantastic. And you've got our sister stations involved here. We've got Rock 101.5 and 107.7 The Island and Y102. So that's really good to hear that we can help the Walk of Hope for Huntington's disease. Let's let our listeners know again when and where this is.
Okay, when? Mm-hmm. Saturday, June 21st. And it will be at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in St. Paul. And that is 713 Elm Street.
What time does the walk begin?
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Or is that registered? They need to get registered at 10. And the walk is at 11, right?
That is correct.
And as we said, they're going to be escorted by the amazing St. Paul police. So that is going to be, let's pray that it's going to be beautiful. And I hope this is a great success for you, Janice. I want to thank you very much for coming and being on the Public Affairs Program. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end the show?
No, I truly appreciate the opportunity to do this. I'm sorry I stuttered and stammered through it.
Oh, lady, we all do, don't we? Nobody's perfect.
You know, our ultimate goal, like we say, is to take Huntington's from rareness to awareness.
Awareness, exactly. I love that. And on that note, thank you very much for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.